Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 8th of October now. I hope you're keeping well. The whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. We're in a couple of good profitable trades overnight. We booked profit on one of them. We're pretty close to booking profit on the second one. We're able to sort of cherry pick a couple of decent opportunities despite of quite a unique market dynamic, believe it or not. All things considered, it's a bit, let's just say that things aren't quite moving in line with historical norms, perhaps. So let's break that down for you in a little bit more detail. We keep referencing the point that this time could potentially be different for a whole variety of different reasons. If you look back in history, and you'd be doing your analysis, you'd be able to draw certain conclusions which aren't particularly relevant, really, until something significant changes. And it's that change that would be the catalyst for, markets being able to price in, a lot of these developments accurately. There seems to be a little bit of uncertainty. So look, let's break it down for you as best we can. We're still able to cherry pick a couple of decent opportunities out of these markets. And we booked in profit yesterday in crude oil, which is, it looks like it's still going to rally. We'd like a little bit of a pullback in it, but it looks like it's still going to rally. Please see your risk warning currently up on screen, and we'll do just a brief, very quick introduction there as well. All profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So we've been able to cherry pick one or two decent opportunities yesterday. A lot of major markets, and we're talking about macro markets here. We're not talking about sort of any of the micro stuff. We're talking about major global markets that are broadly in a bit of a sideways kind of choppy pattern without making any real progress. So being able to choose where the right opportunities are is really useful to be able to do. Where do we then enter and exit these? So that's your trading strategy and whatever indicators you use to perhaps make decisions on a technical basis. But also you need to consider how do you manage risk, what percentage of capital do you commit per trade, and how to manage each trade to a successful outcome as well, along with trading psychology. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent when market conditions are kind of a bit crazy. We got this buy everything kind of rally type mentality in this market, which is not a normal market vibe. It's not a sustainable thing either, which is what a lot of people are really worried about. Be accurate at the levels we use. So every entry and stop loss has a purpose. It's not a randomly generated thing. We don't do one size fits all or anything like that. Every trade is very specific to its own conditions. Disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So with this, let's bring up Forex Factory. So yesterday we didn't have anything that was likely to impact markets to any great extent. I suppose the biggest thing we now have is China now back online. So it's going to be interesting to see post their holiday what impacts will be coming from China. Will there be more stimulus laid down? What impact will that have on equity prices, on the currency? And we'll see how that plays out over the course of the trading day. So as you can see, there's a lot of news, minor news events today over the course of the day. Nothing of any major concern. In the early hours of tomorrow morning, we've got potentially a 50 basis point rate cut from the RBNZ. But Tuesday, the 8th of October, nothing of any major concern. We had the monetary policy meeting minutes from the RBA. We saw a little bit of further dollar strength. And as you can see for the afternoon, we've got ECOFIN meetings and a few central bankers. We've got economic optimism numbers as well, which showing like there is a bit of potential small positivity. We're not down at the lows by any stretch, so perhaps a bit of positivity will and could continue to come back. And then tomorrow we've got two important events, the OBNZ and the FOMC meeting at 7 p.m. in the afternoon. There's a couple of bond auctions in there, which could be interesting to say the least, along with crude oil inventories. So from a news-driven perspective, not really a huge amount to get involved with today or to be too concerned about. So what that means is, unfortunately, we're left with the more macro geopolitical wranglings, let's say. I alluded to at the beginning about the with these markets, and all you've got to do is with the two-year treasury is to see the rally that we're seeing, which is in a rate cutting cycle. Check off to kick it. So okay, good. You would really expect during a rate cutting cycle to that for bond yields to weaken or at least flatline, but instead we've seen them rally very, very aggressively. And something that people didn't really think could happen a few days ago is pretty much happening again. We now technically have bond yields re-inverting. A few days ago, it was uninverting. So we've been in a pretty much a two-year period of bond inversion where the 10-year would be offering or let's just say yesterday the 2-year actually generated a higher yield than the 10-year, and that's when these bond yields start to uninvert. Because in a normal sort of market cycle, you would expect to generate a better yield if you commit your capital over a longer period of time. So what does it mean is the big question. And I don't think the markets themselves are sure in terms of the answer to that question. So we're pretty much up at 4%, all things considered, and we've rallied from 3.5. So what does it mean? It means there's a bit of a recalibration going on. It means that the markets were fully expecting the Fed to continue to cut. But with the excessive job numbers, and we've got to take it on face value that the job numbers are legitimate, even though there's reasons to be suspicious about that, but that's probably a road that's probably not worth going down, because the market will price in the information that it's given, and it will reprice depending on if that information changes. So if we get some significant revisions on those job numbers, then the markets will then react accordingly. So So yesterday we were expecting a little bit of weakness, and that's pretty much what we got in the equity space, along with a mild strengthening dollar in some areas, not in all. So you've got the euro dollar, which has actually been just sort of grinding a little bit higher, whereas. And we've obviously, yesterday we took profits around these current prices, actually, What we did is rallied higher, and then we've come back into that little zone. So we're really looking for this market to come back down to these levels, and then we can start taking it further to the upside. So a bit of a round trip since we booked in profit yesterday, but our bias is very much to the upside purely because of the conflict in the Middle East. So it was interesting. On Friday, we got an initial rally to the upside on the job numbers, and then we saw some significant selling. Then we have this resilience that's kicking in, and then got a little bit more selling. And then yesterday we rebounded a little bit, and very much in line with the equity markets. The Magnificent Seven. We did get a structural failure trade to the downside and further momentum lower. And that same analysis applies across the board. So what does this suggest to us? And more recently, of course, we've just got this market moving sideways. So we had the same opportunity yesterday. We decided to just see if this would sell off, how far would it sell off, and what would happen next. And so we got a little bit of a sell-off, and then we got actually a little bit more sideways moving price action. And that means there's a bit of a rollover to the downside. However, it's not by any means decisive, perhaps. However, we will look for further potential weakness if we get an opportunity. But we just got to be careful. We had a little bit of a spike, which just rejected the lows now, and there's potential strong support around the 5,700. So this provides a base in which prices could rally, but also we could get further weakness. So we want to be prepared to go in either way. Crude oil, we're looking for this price to actually pull back into support. So we were able to capitalize on this trade yesterday, booking profit in the Aussie dollar. Same trade really for the New Zealand dollar. We just got our take profit slightly lower, but we'd expect to sort of make that progress over the course of the trading day. We also had the ability, of course, to mitigate risk on the trade, bring our stop loss right down, probably remove risk on that trade. But for now, our bias can be still lower for now. So we're still in this. It's just broadly speaking a mild risk-off market dynamic with a few areas of concern. So you're getting sort of 1, 2, 3 hours. If you look at the S&P 500 over the last 2.5 days, we've only got 3 hours of significant selling. All the other price action is a little bit sort of bland or a little bit indecisive. So that's quite interesting. There's a bit of jitteriness in these markets, so it's worth taking that into consideration. So what can we trade? If we look at it on the daily time frame, we're in an interesting little sideways moving pattern here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. So, you know, we're talking about really since Jerome Powell and the FOMC decided to cut rates, the equities don't really know what to do with it. They're threatening to push higher, but not making that much progress. So again, you've got that long-term period here. The bias is still, if you look at the market news, is still to the upside, but there's a nervousness, isn't there? The fact that we're moving sideways now, we've only been the last time we were in that little sideways pattern, we went on a bit of a rally to the upside back in June. But the price action, apart from that, has been, apart from a couple of days of indecision, you've either been making progress to the upside or to the downside until we get to this stage again. So indecision back in June, followed by a rally, indecision where we could roll over, and it could also rally as well, but we'd be looking to either sell above the highs, buy above the highs, or sell if prices start to roll lower. So period of indecision really for equity markets. Similar dynamic really playing out for the yen and for the Nikkei. The CAC, really choppy price action over the last few days. And a bit of weakness potentially kicking in now for the German DAX. This would be worth keeping an eye out for. German economy is not performing particularly well. This could be a decent opportunity below 18,950. So we'll keep an eye on that. I just referenced the yen. Not much happening with the Nikkei. So looking at the dollar yen, yesterday a bit of dollar weakness, which we saw in some markets. So if we can get a coherent pullback, it might be an opportunity to start buying. I'd imagine it's the same with the euro. Certainly if we break above those highs, we'd be a little bit more interested in perhaps selling the yen even more. So we're not too far away. So one to keep an eye out for. So regarding the dollar, we pretty much have a little bit of a mixed bag. The pound is looking a little bit more constructive still to the downside. We're trading around that very important 50 period moving average. If we break lower, we'd certainly expect the dollar to continue to strengthen. The dollar Swiss, we finally have kind of rallied to the upside, and we've pulled back into resistance. So that was off the back of Friday's. Initially, we saw some dollar weakness, and then we saw some dollar strength begin to play out. So it's playing into that theme. So the dollar CAD has probably been one of the most interesting ones, because we were trying to buy, if you remember, back here, and we weren't able to stay in the trade. But then it's gone on this little journey, even though the crude oil market has strengthened quite considerably. So again, sometimes if in doubt, stay out, and that's pretty much where we're at. We've got this little peak in here along with the moving averages. That'll be a nice W formation with further upside expected off the back of this price action. So just finishing off, our bias is still very much bearish. You can see we're quite close to taking profits. I'm sure we'll get down there if we can be a little bit patient. And then just finishing off with commodities. So we did rally a little bit higher yesterday. We also sold off quite aggressively. So we want to see if we can buy the pullback really in crude oil. And then gold, if we get some dollar strength, persistent dollar strength, we're likely to get a short-term sell trade in gold. So let's see. We've got a little bit more uncertainty than perhaps we would like. Okay, so let's amend our trade plan, and we'll switch rooms to our trade room and see how we get on. So risk on market conditions due to blowout US non-farm payroll numbers. I think we've had that risk on trade now. The uncertainty is beginning to kick in. It's probably a little bit more mixed risk off. Risk on, but just broadly sideways moving, and we have this uncertainty behind the re-uninverting of bond yields, which we saw yesterday. Okay, so mixed market conditions. It looks like there's a bit of skepticism about these job numbers, but We'll wait and see what comes of it. Probably nothing will come of it. So we've got a bit of a few potential trades. So I think broadly we're looking for So continuing dollar strength is one. So potential indice weakness says that it's more of that risk off trade. Okay. So can we just summarize it as it's got a mixed context or background? There's nothing really, no news events really driving prices. We might get some geopolitical developments over the course of the trading day. We've got ECOFIN meetings, so you never know what comes out of those, but nothing likely to be too significant for markets. We've got the uninverting of bond yields as well in the US yesterday, which is a bit of a strange dynamic. I don't think that's happened before. And a bit more negativity than positivity. So let's have a look at potential indice weakness, continuing dollar strength. And let's have a look at, we want a bit of a pullback in crude oil. And we can sell gold below 26.23. So gold, so below 26.23. Was there another one? Okay. So we look for further continuation in that dollar strength trade. Okay. So an opportunity like the Dow Jones, if we kind of break below, it was the DAX, wasn't it? So, we should see what that low is. So the low is the 18949. The 18950 to keep it. So we also want to keep all options open. I think that's probably a decent summary of kind of where we're at. We've got a couple of trades to try to see if we can take advantage of, and keep options open, hopefully. Okay, so that's a bit of a trade plan there. Just to give you a bit of context, looking for the indices to see if we get a bit of weakness. Could pull the trigger, really. We'll have a look at that now when we switch rooms. We're looking for the US dollar to potentially continue to strengthen, and we're still in the New Zealand dollar as well. So we'll hopefully close that one out as well for profit. Gold looking to sell below the 26.23, and the DAX looking to sell below the 18.950, which is pretty much current levels. So but we do want to keep options open, because if these markets do start to rally for whatever reason, it might be geopolitical, and we want the ability to be able to react, and that's really the bottom line for these markets. Okay, so listen, guys. On that note, we let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. If there's any questions, do feel free to get back to us and let us know. If you're interested in trading, of course, you can go to thelivetrader.com. Feel free to connect with us through the website if you need. On that note, listen, we let you go. We'll switch rooms. So those of you that can join us for the European live trading mentorship session, then we'll see you there in just a few seconds. My pleasure as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.